Way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
As evidenced by my participation here.
What, you're saying that...
podcast teammate.
Why, because you showed up?
Whoa.
5 minutes
you,
early.
Because, like...
You want a participation medal.
Because I carry this damn thing every episode.
Well, so we all... All half. I mean, if you're going to draw attention to yourself, maybe.
I'm kidding.
No, but you were here.
Never know if you're joking.
I'm kidding. Oh, I didn't either.
Quit saying that. You're giving people the wrong impression.
You're getting a complex or what?
You keep psychoanalyzing me every episode.
And I'm well, like, it's not like it takes a degree to do that.
Oh.
You're pretty transparent there, buddy.
Okay.
And we get to have your wife here on the third.
Yeah.
Segment.
Yeah.
Are you excited for that?
I feel like there may be some more piling on.
You think your wife would come on here and pile on you?
Maybe she's going to come yes. and defend you. She'll be your knight in shining armor.
Talk My about hero. Your heroicism up on Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably what she wanted to come on for.
Yeah. Well, she did sound mighty proud of you.
I'm not
she
sure
blames
that.
You for this?
No.
She blames you for nearly dying?
No.
Nearly dying. Nearly killing not only her family, but the family she grew up with.
The whole
Lichtenbergs. Not like the country.
Lichtenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, probably better get started or we'll never get home.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode, I have written 10 here, but it's actually number 12. Of the Dutch by Association podcast, I'm your host, Wayne Barahona. Along with me, as always, my good friends and co-hosts, Mitch Geese and Aaron Alons.
Today's episode of the DBA podcast is brought to you by Coleman Heating and Air. Feeling the heat this summer? Upgrade to the reliable, efficient comfort of a Coleman air conditioner now to beat the heat and high energy bills. Find your local Coleman dealer in Sheldon or at ColemanAC.com.
And by Super High Tech. Did your kid's latest TikTok attempt take its toll on their telephone? Super High Tech in Sheldon, Orange City, and Sioux Center can fix it or replace it for you. On the web at super-ht.com.
And that is why we write stuff down.
Well done.
And you can tell I turned your mic up because you were feeling like you were not only piled on, but... being left out of the mix.
Yeah, you made me sound weak.
Hi, I'm Mitch. I'm over here. Just
saved my family. It wasn't purposeful. Wayne did it. It's just accidental. Sorry.
Well, every episode is like it's a gamble. We learn new
things. He sounds like James Earl Jones, and you and I sound like Alvin and the freaking Chipmunks.
Well, yeah, let's be fair.
Accidentally.
Let's be fair. I did do this for a living for nigh on a decade.
That's why we expect. Yeah, anyways. Well, I also noticed today you got all of the electronics out of the cabinet.
I did.
Because when I got them out of the cabinet, all the knobs were turned.
Well, yeah. You just like, you're like a kid in the candy store. This is so fun. Tactile stimulation. Great.
Yeah. I noticed when you plugged it all in, it was like all ready to go.
Yeah.
That's much better than last week where I handed you everything with cords and knots and knobs turned and sorry.
Yeah. My daughter started doing that, by the way. Sorry, like the sarcastic sorry. Oh my! I'm not saying I would strike my daughter, but man,
but it makes you want to, right?
It does.
Whoa. I've never felt that.
Sorry.
It reminds me of like that Milky Way commercial when
regrets. Sorry, I was eating a Milky Way.
I vaguely remember nothing. That. No. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was cool. Speaking of things falling flat on their face, like that joke, it appears so did our like and share campaign. Boy, we... Yeah, it was bad. It was... There was 14 of you. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks. And we appreciate the 14 of you.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
The rest of you... We appreciate you, but just not as much.
We need to step it up. No. This is... We do this every week for you. We ask so little in return. And not only that, not only do we give you quote-unquote quality content each and every week-ish mm-hmm. when we feel like it.
When we're not on vacation.
A varying quality, but...
Overall,
pretty good.
We're even incentivizing you by giving away an iPad.
Yeah,
which is like the holy grail of giveaways.
It is. It's not the $25 on sale Shopko thing.
And this is like the not the Rick Anderson of Spirit Lake was only 15 years old, so he couldn't win the truck.
Yeah, people share that crap all the time.
All of the time.
Winnebago spelled wrong. They must have accidentally done that on their own Facebook page.
You're right?
But yeah, I'm sure that's the real Winnebago.
But yeah, the we're going to have to give this away again. Oh, it's going to be me this time. I bet. And maybe people feel disenfranchised by the fact that they always put a contest out there, but they never pick anybody. Well, we're looking to pick people, but we need to pick from more than 14 for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to fix it?
So,
no, that's not what am I going to do to fix it. What are these people? What are you going to do to fix it?
What are our listeners going to do to fix it?
Guys, I know it doesn't seem like it right now, but Wayne's not mad. He's just disappointed, and his feelings have been hurt a little bit.
You know?
And he's lashing out.
You know? You're driving me to drink. You weren't going to do that before, but now you are. I ask for so little. I go to work every day. I work 6 days a week. When I come home... I just want a like and a share. That's all I want. That's all I want. So share this post.
Just share it.
And just share it. Just make it up to me.
You don't even have to say. You can even write on there. I really don't listen, but I want an iPad. If it's maybe it's a thing they don't want their sister to know they listen.
Yeah, I wonder, don't know. Are we Northwest Iowa's guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. My Facebook feed would indicate that people are not that easily embarrassed. So,
what does that mean?
Maybe it's us.
Are you still angry because Aaron did a care like of the post of the Agrivision post you made? Not cool. This is for work.
He does that every time I post something.
And you finally drew the line.
Do you understand that there's no such thing as bad publicity? Him reacting, it's called a reaction.
Yeah, no.
Any single reaction is going to prompt more views.
It was to provoke a reaction from me. Come on.
And I hadn't gotten one. And I hadn't gotten one.
So you kept doing
this.
Because
I thought you appreciated it. Okay,
it's
I didn't
so
think
easy. You didn't think I did. No.
So
no,
easy to get a reaction from you.
Well, then Facebook unveils this nice little care thing, and I thought, now this is what I've been looking for.
He cares for your wallet. He cares to make sure that your kids are fed and clothed.
The guy with a mule and a turd Ferguson cares about my wallet.
Well, as long as it doesn't inconvenience him.
Oh, yeah, that way. Yep.
Look, man, if I had enough money, I would have bought the yellow and green thing, but...
Well, you did, just the wrong brand.
Just the trademark infringement variety, not the actual, as John Deere intended. Can we say John Deere, by the way? Is that like a trademark phrase?
John Deere?
Yeah.
I'll say it right now. John
Deere.
All
right. Yep.
Nothing runs like a deer.
Agrivision employee number 265.
They know me.
They hired me twice.
Know me for crying out loud.
I'm important.
You hang out with the owner. You go down to Pacific Junction or whatever. And
I know the owners. Yeah.
You know them.
Did you send them a Christmas card?
No. Crying out
loud. Did they send you a Christmas card?
We're not like hanging out.
My wife made these cookies for you, boss.
No, I'm not that kind of guy. Maybe I should be, but I'm not.
I can just see you being like the Clark Griswold and you're bringing the little the present in.
No.
And,
nope.
Just sit it over there with the others.
I'm more like that guy, actually, just not the boss.
Yeah. Your people giving you gifts?
No.
I really appreciate? My tractor salesman.
I've been offered tips before.
What? But you haven't taken them?
No, I didn't. No, I'm not going to take a tip.
Was it to find another means of employment that maybe you should be looking elsewhere? Here's a tip.
No, it wasn't. Thanks.
It was a crisp.
You've been offered crisp tips, $5. I'm sure.
Yes, and I've taken them.
This man has
What's
no
wrong
shame.
With you?
He's got no shame.
I work on commission. I didn't feel right. Like it could be looked at in the wrong light.
If you promise to keep this a secret, I'll take your $5 bill. It can buy me a Snicker bar.
Yeah, but what about like all the 24 packs of Busch Light that you distribute at Christmas time?
No, I didn't Busch Light. I do a little better than that. I bought like two cases of Crown Royal last
Whoa.
Year. And for the boy. People who don't partake, then I got them something else.
Here's some sweet tea.
No, not a beverage. Like I got them a nice.
Here's like a package of Slim Jims that I found at Casey's.
So your good customers you give gifts to?
They're all good customers.
good. Well done, Mitch.
But the ones who had done a considerable amount of business with me last year.
No, good.
What is considerable?
Couple hundred thousand?
I mean, is that like the starter level? Like for my $200,000 customers.
Let's say a self-propelled item last year, they probably got
it. It's got an engine.
Self-propelled item.
It hasn't had an engine, yeah.
But beanheads don't have engines.
Nope. So you wouldn't get Crown Royal.
Oh.
But you buy something that propels the beanhead. That'll probably get you 4 or 5 Crown Royals.
Well, I got to draw the line somewhere. I mean, I got a guy that bought a set of pallet forks. He's not getting, you know, I'd have to sell him like 10 of those to even afford the one bottle of whiskey. So, yeah.
So you're saying he's not worth it.
He is worth it. Maybe a mini bottle.
There you go. It is, to scale. I got you. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Speaking of fortune, Wayne has walked a line of fortune this week.
I did my first ever Mitch impression, and I was a vehicle salesman. And so I used Facebook, and it worked. Like, the person who's buying my truck is from Facebook. I mean, I also parked it out here with a bunch of signs. But, I made a Facebook post that was self-deprecating, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was funny.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I thought it was good.
I got some feedback
I
from
shared
people,
it.
Too, that they liked
yes,
it.
Yes, I appreciate it. You did share
oh,
it.
Oh, you shared that.
I shared it. And I shared it. I did. I posted the comment on your share of it, making fun of your height. But then I made up for it by sharing the post.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. All is equal.
Yeah.
No, because you didn't help. So we're not equal yet.
No, I didn't. Not me. I mean, you and Mitch. I understand I didn't share it.
Yeah, you didn't help me at all.
That's because I knew you could do it on your own, man. You don't always need someone to lift you up.
Listen to you.
Was it somebody that saw my post that bought it?
I do not believe so. Because I do believe it came from one of the swap groups. You know, it was one of the messages that wasn't like, hey, I'll trade you for like this basket of old used tires and a couple of farm cats. Oh, really? Can I? I didn't think you actually had to put the no trades thing, but you really do because some people like you people that don't share our posts. Some people are a little unreasonable. I'm saying it's a little weird. It was like 2 or 3 different people wanted to trade vehicles with me. I got a really nice minivan that I'll trade you for this 2010 F-250 you're trying to sell. Oh, that seems to be about, I mean, I get it. In the description, I talked about how basically this truck kicked my ass and it was too much truck for me. And I failed in every sense of the word. But
that doesn't mean you're a minivan, man.
No, which I am. Don't get me wrong.
For your wife,
for my wife, but this is to sell off so we can buy our house.
Mm-hmm. And you got it done like a matter of days.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we got our house.
It took you like a year and a half to like finally put a for sale sign. You've been talking about selling it forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But we accepted an offer. We had our home inspection last night and. The report I got from the realtor was you were missing a couple ground GFCI outlets or whatever. But other than that, everything looked good.
Well, $30 of parts can't take care of.
Yeah,
that's
even
easy.
Even I can do that.
Right. Yep. Wow. Make sure and flip the breaker off before you.
Why?
Well, I mean, if you're good,
it's fine. If you're good, if you're, you got a good insulated set of pliers, you're probably fine.
Yeah. Our close date is set for August 27th, which is a Thursday. And the contractor says the house will be ready September 1. The contractor says. Now, Aaron, you're a contractor.
Yeah.
Don't put money on
it. Did he specify a year in there?
Oh, I know.
That'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Well,
oh, you mean August is the next month?
Around.
No, it wasn't around. It was or so.
Oh.
Because
that might be even worse.
Shut up. You're hurting me.
Because September 1st would be, that'd be a Tuesday. So he's going to be working late Monday, the 31st of August.
Well, and I mean, and you got Labor Day weekend in there, which I would hope to be moved in by. But.
So you're gonna camp, though, in between?
Yeah, that's kind of the thought, is that we'll be camping. I mean, with all the stuff that we had to do for the house anyway, we really haven't gotten a chance to, so it might be nice. Timing. Yeah.
I'm going
to
do a little camping out on 280th. Do you know what we did? Huh. When we brought new power to the yard and took the pole down and all the overhead down.
You took it down? Brother,
yeah, and then all the wiring's underground. And just, I mean, the way I drive my tractor, to just best to get everything. Let's get everything
much
underground.
Better
we don't want the Turd Ferguson going electric.
Getting electrocuted now. And my brother-in-law says, what do you think about putting a RV outlet box right next to your meter box? So in the middle of my yard, there's an outlet, 30-amp outlet, a 50-amp outlet.
You're kidding.
For an RV right there. So you can pull right up to my house. There's water.
Sewer
dump goes right into the pasture. I tell you what.
We might be roomies.
Yep. $25 a night.
There it is.
Dalma's only 15, I think.
I did read that. Okay, 14 a night. You're on a concrete pad at Dalma. All right, 12 a night. you come on out. I thought that was an
That's a great idea. Great? Yeah.
Just anybody can come in and plug right in.
But then the water's right there, too?
Mm-hmm. Water's right there. It's a lot of nitrates from the neighbors. Don't drink it.
Oh, gosh.
But it showers fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it showers fine.
Especially if I'm just putting it all right back into the...
Can you imagine taking a shower in the camper knowing that you're not filling your gray water tank?
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest feelings in the world. Yeah, until your 3-gallon water heater runs out. But
with the RV bathrooms, it's hard to like, I'm really enjoying myself as I feel like I'm in a telephone booth washing my hair.
I don't mind.
Get a bigger camper.
Oh, don't start.
In a motorhome, you wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah, well...
In the Class A motorhome that you could just drive around. Just see.
Well, that's what you were looking at, wasn't it?
Not a Class A. I'm just
One for sale. $75,000.
Oh. Well, that's right in his price range. No, I mean, it's about the same as you were looking at for new fifth wheel.
Yeah, a new fifth wheel.
New fifth wheel, just so you could go out to the Black Hills once. I love how lazy you are and how into comfort you are that you're just, you're going to spend stupid amounts of money just so you could be comfortable for like a week.
I'm not wasting money on a hotel room.
This is coming from a guy who owns an RV.
You guys are completely getting this wrong. I want a fifth wheel that is the toy hauler so we can put all the kids' bikes and the kayaks and all of that stuff in the back end, and it sleeps way better for the kids. That's what I want.
You don't need a toy hauler.
Well, and then you get the beds that drop down out of the ceiling. That looks awesome.
So you've got a 13-foot garage.
So, I know that.
So I've seen those.
It's not like you have a ATV or a motorcycle.
I've got five bikes. I don't ride a bike. I got five bikes and two kayaks I want to put in there.
Put them in keep your bumper hitch trailer and you put them in the box.
You
can get a rack that goes on the back.
13-foot kayak.
You can get a rack that goes on top. For a kayak.
Yeah. You guys just shut your mouths and let me buy my camper.
You could put a ladder rack on your pickup.
You know what's weird about weird about Aaron though is that he can be so Dutch about some things, and then other times it's just woo-hoo! Like, where did you even come from? How can you even claim
it's that good of a deal? The interest is as low as it is, and it's that good of a deal.
Once in a lifetime deal. Once in a lifetime, though, you got to have a new experience over the weekend.
Yeah, so Tuesday morning, the guy, like, got me out of bed. called me a little after six.
Well, you figured you must have been a farmer, right?
Right. Oh, surely. I mean, he runs his own business. Surely he's been going since four. No. Maybe back in radio day, but no. No, I quit radio so I could sleep.
Yes.
And, yeah, he called and said, hey, do anything Friday night? That's my favorite way to have questions posed to you, isn't it? Because you're like, you should just always say no. But I said, what you got? And he said, well, we're looking for an announcer for the Friday night truck pull in Sanborn. So, yeah, I had the opportunity to go do that. That was a new experience.
So there are going to be some, like myself, who are going to need an explanation. Like, I didn't grow up here. What is a tractor pull? What, it's pulling a sled full of weight, right?
Yeah, and the further the sled moves, the further the weight moves to the front.
So then the scrotal circumference size is
now that's
measured.
Bull. That's we're,
by...
You're confusing bulls and tractor pulls. Oh, about sent you guys a picture the other night. Say, that's what 42 centimeters is. But I didn't. But the tractor pull, yeah, you get tractors, and they had semis, and they had modified pickup trucks, and then just regular old pickup trucks hooking up to the big red sled out from out in Nebraska.
The big red sled.
Yeah, all pulling it as far as distance as they can.
So were you just, like, too polite to say no? Just because, I can't imagine that this was in your wheelhouse.
It was not in my wheelhouse, but on one, I could understand if it's the Tuesday before the Friday pull, they're really in a bad place. Number two, it's for an excellent opportunity, Chaos for a Cure for the June E. Nyland Cancer Center down in Sioux City. And number three, there is a piece of me that likes to get behind the microphone.
You don't say.
Really? I know.
Wow.
So with those three things all coming together, I said, I don't, before I say anything, I better check with my wife, but she said, no, we're open. So I called him back and said, I'll do it.
Honey, we're busy, aren't we? Don't we have something going on?
Did you use like your monster truck rally announcer voice? Like,
Sunday, here we Sunday, have Sunday. Red Thunder. Make some noise, Sanborn. You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
No, nothing like that. Sorry to let you down.
Oh, golly, that truck went far, didn't it?
That's great. I used a
nice polite clap would be appreciated, I'm sure.
I bet he's proud of himself. I'm proud of him. That's a nice...
He tried really hard, guys.
When it came time to sing the national anthem, I told everybody will be standing and everybody will be singing.
Was there something...
I felt like a dad at that point. Ooh.
And no. I'm going to, I'm sure, offend everyone. So I'm sorry. I'm going to preface this, but you're spending... I mean, these guys got thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, right? Just so they could pull a sled full of weight 800ths of an inch faster, longer, further than the other guy, right? You said it was 800ths of an inch?
There was two guys that pulled within 800ths of an inch, which is weird because you're using the decimal system for imperial measurements.
Now, we won't go into that.
But it's like, so how long
Silence
is 800ths of...
My goodness.
Greta's here, and she'll be on segment three, so she's just hanging out.
On time.
Oh, no.
Oh, she brought snacks.
Perfect.
But I bring snacks.
You did?
No, I...
Like, one time
did that. Oh, no. I still have it, because no one will eat it.
What?
It's this...
Oh, your cheese.
I was trying to pawn that off.
Yeah, that was
moon
terrible.
Cheese. I don't mind it. It's not great, though.
I had one.
It tastes like you're eating plastic.
Can you take them home? Can you take them with you?
Moon cheese?
Greta? But I didn't like it either.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
My kids wouldn't eat it. I thought you guys, of all people, would.
I had one.
No, it's not. We're not.
Reggie might like it.
Yeah, we're not like Mikey. I mean, we're like one step above Mikey, right?
I thought it looked good.
Well, that's just eat cheese. Wrong. Ingredients, just cheese.
I ate
cheese.
One whole bag of it, and the second one I was like, I'll bring it
you
back to Wayne's.
You ate a whole bag of it?
Well, not in one sitting, like over the course of months.
Oh man.
No, that would have been bad.
All right, we'll stop back with segment number two right after this.
You're listening to Dutch by Association, brought to you by Coleman. Find your local Coleman dealer at ColemanAC.com.
Did you actually try some of that moon cheese before we threw it away? Just for old time's sake, since you brought it?
No, I just eat my jerky. It's good stuff.
I don't even know if I want to touch this bag. I think you opened it with your teeth. You were so excited about it.
I did not.
Why is it moist? It's moist at the top.
Well, that... Aaron was in there.
What?
It's not moist. It's condensation from the jerky, I think.
Yep. Yeah, because that's just,
don't
jerky
worry about
looks.
It. Eat it. Come on. I freshly opened it. It's really good.
It's got a little kick to it.
Yeah, touch them all. Touch them all.
Okay, calm down.
Well, you were all worried about whatever.
Calm down there, John Gordon.
Touch them all.
Thank you.
Wayne. Oh, no.
You picked it. You got it.
I didn't quite get it there at first.
And that's because I roomed with a guy who we would watch Fox Sports North but listen to the radio. He also did that with Hawks basketball. But he's the one that introduced me to the Twins, because otherwise I was just a Cubs guy. And that was because my dad listened to FM, KWA, and then AM when Cubs got booted from FM
right
onto the AM if Rush was on FM. But those were the good old days.
KWA. Were they?
Oh, yes.
Having baseball. Yeah.
Having baseball, being a kid. No, you know what? Like I told my son this. I said, I used to have to go to work with my dad every day in the summer. Hated it. There was nothing really to do. Yeah, you just followed him around and listened to Rush Limbaugh in the afternoon. That was the extent of my entertainment.
He didn't make you do anything?
Well, if there was something that like a 10-year-old or 12-year-old kid could do, but
sometimes
there's not.
Like
be quiet? Yes.
How about just be quiet? Which is, I'm sure for you as a youth was not an easy task. But Dad.
Why do we do this?
Why? Well, I mean, you have a child now that is entering into that realm.
He is so annoying. It's like he hit,
my kid is, my kid's so smart, and he's so advanced, and, you know, he's so wonderful, and really is grasping things with his mind,
and then he hit puberty, and now it's just all stupid all the time. It's like they become just dumb. Just wait till Wyatt hits puberty. It'll just be all dumb all the time.
It trips me out already. Like when I just how his voice has changed in the last like 6-8 months.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. And it's like just common sense things don't come to him anymore. And I used to be there. It's like, this is so frustrating. How soon will you be through this?
Well, so now that he's in this formative age, you got him working?
Yeah, so a neighbor texted Sunday night, I think, and he texted and said, hey, is Asa available to help walk beans Monday night?
They still do that?
Oh, yeah.
Chemical-resistant weeds need to be hand-plucked.
So now is it like walking, like you're physically walking, or like you ride on a bean head and just grab stuff?
No, you're walking. You're walking and hoeing and pulling and that kind of thing. And we get there, and there was like 5 kids that showed up, and I felt so good because I was so nervous the entire day knowing that my son was going off to his first real under somebody else's guidance. Because he's mowed lawn for my dad. Well, that's grandpa.
Yeah.
That's grandpa. Now he was going to somebody else who had a set of expectations, and my boy was going to go there. And I talked to him the entire 5-minute ride there about you're going to talk, you know, plenty loud, and you're not going to screw around, and you're not going to talk to your friends, and you don't walk anywhere. When Bob tells you go here, go there, you're going to run to those places.
Yeah.
You're
on not the hop.
Walking.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
And so did you, first of all, you get the text from the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you even ask Asa if he wanted to do this?
No. No.
No. Okay. This is not.
You don't make it optional.
No, you don't.
Guess what you're doing?
Yes, you're going to go. I'm bringing you there. This is a big deal to me. What you're doing. This is you are representing the family. You're representing me. Don't let me down. And I was glad when I got there to see 4 or 5 other kids, because I thought if my kid is kind of an idiot, he hopefully will blend in and won't be quite as.
Were you looking at the other children like, okay,
I know your
parents,
dad.
I know their parents, I know their parents. Oh, crap. Mm. Is that going to get back to them?
So I asked him if he missed any weeds. How would I know if I missed him? I can't see him. And I said, you know, that's the type of, but then he's being sincere. He's like, how would I know if I missed any weeds? I'm like, no, did Bob point out to you that you walked past some weeds? Oh, yeah. No. It's like, oh, I can't handle this anymore.
Oh, so he wasn't—he wasn't being a smartass. He was just being absent-minded.
But it went really well, and Bob's wife went out too. So both of them brought all the kids home. So I didn't have to go pick them up. And when Bob dropped them off, Bob told me, "You've got a good kid."
Wow!
No, I was just chewing fingernails the whole night, just wondering what.
Now he's graduated to roofing.
No, he'll
at least getting the shingles off the ground.
I guess that's the worst job.
That's why you let the able bodies do that.
Yeah. So Monday night he gets to go walk beans again. He gets invited back. So I'm pretty excited.
Gets to walk beans again.
Well, these kids have to do this. It's like a rite of passage that I didn't think really happened anymore until chemical resistance. And now I'm like, my kid gets to walk beans.
And there are so many other jobs that kids used to do that they like legally aren't even allowed anymore.
Nope. When one of the other dads was there dropping his son off, he said to me, "You ever do small square baling? You need to do some small square baling. Let me know. We'll make our boys stack some small squares."
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yes.
Pick the hottest day.
So you've
do it on like the 4th of July. So it just ruins their holiday.
Yeah. And the Turd Ferguson is going to be AC just going all the way cranked when I'm just sitting inside. 11 degrees.
Like a Lee Greenwood on repeat.
Keep bumping the throttle up a little every time. So they're.
So, and then when a bale bumps loose, I'll just open the door quick enough to yell, "Not my problem!" Out the tractor.
Which I suppose this is another rite of passage, having gone from being the kid to the a-hole adult who is just exploiting the child. Now you've got like a child labor network. Cause like, all right, what do the kids need to do this? You know, like let's fill their days this summer. And
I guess I really looked at it as something that I experienced a lot of as a kid that my kids wouldn't get to do. And to have that opportunity for my son to do that, I'm so excited, but so nervous. And my son was going to be a dink. Oh, that was. Well, and to find out he behaved and he did a good job is like, oh, what a relief knowing that your son isn't going to be a. You know, I feel that this is just really like a bellwether for what's coming in his future. I really do that this was like the big first test for him. And this shows a glimpse of his future.
That he's going to be walking beans for the rest of his life?
No, that.
Well, no, aim higher,
all right,
aim
higher. Your calling. He can follow instruction. He can work for somebody else.
Isn't that
something,
though?
That's a big deal.
Yeah, is it? You're absolutely right. It's a big deal.
Because how many people don't do anything but sit on their couch and play Fortnite until they're out of high school? And if they go to college, they've got another 4 years of nothingness.
Yeah.
And then they haven't had a job with anybody else other than with maybe their dad asking them to take out the garbage. That's a big deal.
Did you talk compensation or was it another "I'll treat you fair"?
No. I asked. I said, "Did Bob give you anything yet?" And he said, "No. Sounds like Monday where they're going to try to get us all together again, and then that's when they'll take care of that."
So is it going to be like you get paid per weed you pull? So if you don't pull anything,
it's usually by the hour.
No pull, no pay. You better hope you got the good row.
Because the thing about walking beans is it's so miserable and it maybe only lasts 4 hours, but it ruins your entire day. So by the hour, the pay is like, wow, $7.50 an hour. Yeah, but you only really did it for 3 hours and you were ruined for the rest. It's like baling hay.
Right.
I got $7.50 an hour for baling hay, but was completely worthless the rest of the day. And it was only 3 hours. So I made $21 for an entire day.
Now, Mitch, you grew up, I suppose you didn't grow up on a farm, but.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you grew up on a farm. I forget.
Don't take that away from him.
Well, he's always a recreational farmer, so I
does that place me higher in farmland than Mitch? Somehow, because Mitch is probably eight times the farmer
than
I am.
But he's a farmer because he wants to have the name.
No, like, I'm not.
Mitch Geese, farmer. How much farming did you do? How much time in the tractor did you spend on your land this year?
Well, I planted every acre of it.
There you go. See, I'm taking Mitch's side on this. You're being a little too harsh, Wayne.
Yeah, how would you know?
What do you mean, how would I know?
I help a lot when I can.
Oh,
I have a job.
I have a job in agriculture.
It's also the busy season at my job when it's time to farm. So it's hard for, I can't just Well, boss, see you in 4 weeks. It's harvest.
You should have gotten one of them jobs.
Yeah. Like a plumber.
No,
probably not.
If you were good at your job, I'd probably allow it.
You probably could.
Yeah. And then I'd just pray for rain. So Mitch can come back to work.
Good, he can't be in the field
okay.
today.
Okay, well, what I was trying to say is growing up on a farm, was that your first job was doing the farm chores? Or did you actually have... Well,
we didn't have livestock, but yeah, I had to...
Well, okay, so I'm remembering back to your history here. Your dad was a construction guy, right?
Yeah. So that was my first... I mean, I helped on the farm.
So that's why... You're
forgiven.
To clarify, that's why I said not an actual farmer, because that was not the primary occupation.
Yeah, it was, but the construction was complimentary. But anyway, yeah, my first job that I did...
You got to qualify everything.
Well, like none of you are actually farmers then, because you do other stuff. Well, no, not quite how it works. But anyway. Yeah, no.
I hope this episode gets shared with the farmers.
Gotta have a shell corporation to show some more losses.
How?
Oh.
That's such a town guy thing to say, crying out loud.
Oh, so your Schedule F shows a profit every year.
I've only had it for 1 year, so.
And it showed a profit?
No. First year? No. It's all but impossible. But anyway, point being, no, I worked for my dad doing construction work growing up. So at age 12, he's like, well, I guess you're not out for baseball anymore, huh? And it's like, I'm not? Nope. You're going to be busy, boy. Oh, okay. What are we doing? Well, we're going to start with roofing.
Again, he's got this old guy. Boy!
Right? Yeah, well...
Your dad is really... Was he born in Georgia?
Well, and I've met your dad. I mean, he seems slightly cantankerous, but I don't think he's that old-fashioned.
No, he's not really, but he was old-fashioned enough that he violated all sorts of laws to put me on a roof at age 12, so...
I'm sure that keeps the overhead way low. Yeah.
As long as nobody gets hurt.
Bad. Yeah, no,
How did he get hurt? He fell off a roof playing baseball.
Yeah.
He was playing baseball.
No, did a lot of shingling and tinned a lot of barns. Did a lot of tinning of barns. Oh,
can you tell the story? I want you to tell the barbecue story. You have to. I'm sorry, you have to tell the story.
I totally forgot about that. So, yeah, probably the most memorable... moment of stupidity as a teenager, roofing a barn. We were at one of the veterinarians in Hartley. I can't remember his name anymore. He's retired and might even be passed away by now. But anyway, lived right next to the vet clinic in Hartley, and we were tending his barn. And it was a nice, you know, wonderful summer day, and it's getting towards noontime, late morning, whatever. Starting to get hungry. Been working hard. In the barn all morning, and I catch a scent on the breeze of that somebody's grilling burgers. How good would that taste?
And you know,
right,
the funny
now?
Part is, there are some people thinking, I've driven by the vet clinic in Hartley and thought the same thing.
So I mentioned to Dad, I said, oh man, I don't know what we're doing for lunch today, but whoever's grilling, those burgers smell good. Maybe we can pop over to Red's for a burger. What do you think? He goes, nobody's grilling burgers. They got an incinerator for the dead animals. They're cremating somebody's pet right now. Somebody's... That's what you smell.
You smell Charlie.
Oh.
That's what a charred pug smells like.
So talk about ruining your appetite. I'm not sure I even ate lunch that day after that. It kind of ruined it for me.
But if you've driven through Hartley, you've thought, I wonder what's smoking in the back of the vet clinic. Yeah, well, whatever. If you knew what was smoking in the back of the vet clinic.
They don't have a Traeger back there.
No. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad that we're recording this around supper time.
I wonder if we can get the vet clinic to sponsor next month. After
you think they want to touch us with a 10-foot pole after this? I mean, I hear they do great work and above reproach with their...
a lot of good vets there. Yeah. And you've got to do what you...
Yeah. It, well, that's part of life growing up on the farm, right?
It is. You had, if you've got livestock, you've got dead stock.
How many dogs you killed?
Oh. Yeah, my wife showed me a Facebook memory from only 1 year ago, and it was our first of...
like four
three,
dogs?
Three. I was like, that was only 12. Are you sure it's 2019? I'll be dipped. 2019.
And you spent like thousands.
No, not thousands. Come on.
By the time it's all, by the time you had all the dogs combined plus the vet bills, you spent thousands of dollars.
Yeah, literal probably $2,005.
Yep.
But the lessons learned were worth it.
Yep. Yeah, we're sticking, never we're getting a dog.
Cats. We're sticking to cats. Nobody cries over a dead cat.
Yeah, yeah. You get them free with fireworks. Yeah. It's fine. Whatever.
I shouldn't say that nobody cries. My daughter does cry, but she gets over it. It's a smaller hole.
I could just see like Aaron's backyard just full of all these little crosses.
It's just a little graveyard. I had no idea. Is this an old Mennonite grave? No, this is just the dogs I've had in the last 12 months.
Oh, the dogs that have been killed by postal workers.
Oh, that's unreal. Just... never knew I had so much traffic on my road until I owned dogs.
And you were supposed to, that was like supposed to be a smart dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
The shepherd or Australian some shepherd
English,
or something like that.
English shepherds.
But the poodle you had was fine.
Perfect.
I would go for some jaunts every once in a while.
Yep. But
you're the first person I've ever, that's like the only poodle, like full size poodle I've ever seen. And those things are like horses. I had no idea like a poodle was actually supposed to be that big.
And it was a golden doodle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Designer dog. Yeah,
one
yeah.
half yep. poodle. Yeah.
So golden smart retriever. Dog.
Golden poodle? Retriever poodle. Poodle. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Supposed to be smart. Doesn't
super
shed.
Super smart. Yeah. But needs haircuts.
But so
oh, really?
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, did you know the Geeses are getting a dog?
No.
Good for yeah. you guys.
No. They dog sat for like a week. And now,
for 2 days.
And now it's dog time at the Geese house.
Yeah. If you can't have a third, you know, kid, it's time for a dog.
Well, no. I was starting to get on board with the idea of getting a dog.
Till it pooped
and then
on
we
your
dog
counter?
Sat. Oh. Yeah, no, it pooped on the floor, and it's fine. It was luckily the hard surface.
It's fine.
it was a very nice dog. We dog sat for Becker's.
Well, they're not going to, the dog's not going to be listening to the podcast. You can say
that. I don't want anybody to think that I'm a jerk that doesn't like a puppy.
Well, I'm sure plenty of people think that you're a jerk. It's just whether or not you like a puppy, I think, is immaterial.
I'm a jerk who also likes puppies. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
But no, even Lydia, who's like the whole person behind wanting to get a dog, absolutely loves dogs. And even she, after one night of dog sitting, was like, you know, this is a lot of work. Maybe I should wait till I'm older to get a dog.
She said that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, yes. Good idea.
See?
She changed her tune again. By the time we were done, but
you should have had a
reminder that she said that.
Yeah, so. Should have had her
you should have recorded that, yeah. Speaking of recordings, we're going to take a timeout, and we're going to be back with the first ever audio recording on this show of the Greater Geese, Greta, after this.
You're listening to Dutch by Association, brought to you by Coleman. Find your local Coleman dealer at ColemanAC.com.
We really had to pause the program so we could take a selfie. Was that, were you Instagramming or what?
And Facebook.
Oh,
Snapchat.
All the things, really.
TikTok.
I'm just helping promote your stuff. I brought you snacks.
Oh yeah, you did. The Australian Outback style Smoky Mountain beef jerky.
Australian Outback.
They were Mitch's, but I brought them. Yeah. Without asking permission as to whether I could bring them or not, but I brought them anyway.
Well, he got to enjoy them, so I'm sure that...
It's fine.
All right, so...
He's not even mad.
So this may come as a surprise, but you're the first girl we've ever had in here.
That is not shocking at all.
No?
That's why my palms are so sweaty.
I feel like this is like, what, 15 years ago? My mom and dad listened to this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, he almost killed them. So, I mean, really.
In a boat on the lake.
I mean, really, what does he have to offer them anymore?
Well, he's one wrong move and he's out. No.
Well, you have to remember you put them in that terrible situation, but you also brought them.
By paying for a boat rental? Yeah.
But then you brought them out of it.
Okay.
He saved our lives that day.
I had to sell a tractor for you guys to almost die.
Right before I got in this boat when I answered my cell phone.
So do you think you guys will talk about it come Christmas? Talk about the time.
Yeah, is it funny yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. By the time we left, probably.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit funny.
Were you trying to crack jokes to see if it was funny yet? Nope, one wasn't funny.
We watched Captain Ron that night after the incident.
Yeah,
because
we
thought Mitch was our Captain Ron, which is kind of a compliment, but
drunk with a glass eye.
Right.
That's just like Mitch.
Yeah.
So were you grasping the severity of the situation as it was happening?
Yes.
Because you've been in boats enough to know that, like, oh, this isn't normal hearty har har. This is little bit more serious.
No, it was more like I understand the Mitch anger scale. And so my laughing at getting splashed over and over again quit when I noticed how many profanities he was saying in the presence of his mother-in-law. And then
you apologize.
I would swear and be like, son of a. Sorry, Carol.
So it was. Oh, wow.
And then he yelled at me to put my life jacket on. And yeah, then that was pretty serious. Yeah. But you know what? Lydia thought it was hilarious and fun. So if we could all just see the world through the eyes of a 5-year-old.
We'd be
girl
dead.
Named Lydia.
Yeah.
Because
my 5-year-old would not find that fun.
Wyatt didn't think it was funny either.
Oh. The next time on Wednesday when we got it back, it got a little windy, but we didn't have far to go, but it got just a little choppy for about all of 30 seconds. And Lydia's like, "Ooh, yeah, the waves again." We're like, "No, quiet. We're not doing that."
See, I brought my 5-year-old on a very controlled boat ride on a beautiful day out on West Lake Okoboji, and he hated every second of it. So your 5-year-old's a little unique in this sense.
Whoa. They go to the lake, so...
You do Okoboji boat ride? Wait a second, Aaron.
No, we were out there.
Wait a second.
We were forced at gunpoint.
Did you see the backpedaling? There was like an active backpedal there.
I have to explain this because it does sound bad.
It does. It kind of goes against all of your ribbing of Mitch.
I don't want people thinking I like to have fun.
No, we camped up at Emerson Bay earlier this summer, and then my employee, who I pay well enough to own a boat and a little place up at the lakes,
picked
us up.
There it is.
And we went on a little ride.
That's nice.
That's how generous of you.
Generous of him. If I give my boss a ride, maybe he'll give me a bonus.
I can buy a jet ski.
Are jet skis like the most useless purchase someone can make off of a water vessel?
Yeah.
And that's got to be.
We being my parents, used to have one.
Just like we own a lake house.
I told you last time, I don't take credit for that. I just mean like my family,
The royal we.
Okay. And it's fun for about a half hour and then it's just a huge waste of time.
Yeah, I would think so.
But if you have teenage kids and you want to get rid of them and you don't want them hanging out on your boat, send them out on the jet ski.
Send them to their death. That's fine.
Oh, come on.
What I would struggle. Those things go 60 mile an hour, and there's the only thing between them and like a runaway jet ski is like a thin cord.
So what if it runs away? You fall in the water.
What's a thin cord that you pull out and it completely stops? The thin cord argument doesn't really make any sense.
Well, okay. So not only could you die on the jet ski, you could use it as a missile that would be on trajectory to kill other people.
No, it stops.
I don't know. I think you've watched too many action movies.
That's what I'm saying. It's a thin cord.
No, what you need...
You think it doesn't... It's not an effective thin cord.
I think it's just a... It is a... Very, very tiny insurance policy.
Right. You have a motorcycle, don't you?
Yeah. And he always wears a helmet in full leathers every time he rides.
And has a safety cord that's very thin. No, I've seen him in
flip-flops and mesh shorts and no
not even that.
You guys, no one listening has ever been in this room, but when you say something that Wayne doesn't like, there's like a laser beam that shoots out his eyeballs across the table at you. It's got really hot in here.
Can we get this segment over with? Are we done with this?
No, this was supposed to be an anti-Mitch episode.
You're not supposed to point out my shortcomings, Greta. That's ridiculous.
Oh, cool. Short joke? Great.
High five. High five.
Oh, wow.
High five.
Team Geese.
Oh,
we even wore matching outfits.
Low five so Wayne can participate.
He just wanted
to hold my hand.
Two peas in a pod. Congratulations. Saw you guys just celebrated 12 years of wedded bliss.
Of not killing each other. Yes.
Yeah.
When was that? Number of the
Sunday.
Day?
Sunday. Yeah.
We forgot for like 2 hours that morning, though. Like, we were up from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. coffee and hanging and, you know, dog sitting. And then Mitch is like, oh, hey, it's our anniversary. Oh.
So had you already planned on jettisoning the children at that point?
Yeah.
We're just like, oh crap, it's our anniversary. No. I bet this would be a great excuse for the geese to watch our children.
No. It wasn't even our idea.
They always do like a few days up at the lake with Mitch's parents. It's like grandma and grandpa camp.
Well, they do.
And they come back super spoiled and rotten. No, but really, they like do their own thing. They have a blast. I don't know. They go on the boat. They swim. They go to the playground.
Do
grandma
we
buys them candy.
Back?
Yeah, exactly. They
I
don't
like
miss
living
us.
With grandpa and grandma better.
Grandma Lori gives me cookies.
As the only girl that we've ever had up in our room.
You want to play truth or dare?
No.
I would suggest spin the bottle, but I don't think that the ratio.
No way the odds are not in our favor.
The odds are not in your favor.
What has been your opinion or your take of the podcast? Here we are, episode number 12.
12. So 12 episodes?
We're at the dirty dozen.
Years? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
That's
disappointing.
Wow. You guys can be funny.
Can be? We are funny.
Oh, is that what my script says? Hang on, let me consult it one more time.
Continue with your lukewarm
reception. Yeah.
Occasionally, I mean, I share it with people, and they, you know, they have a podcast. Let me, you know, send me the link, and then I'm a little like.
Little hesitant too.
I loved listening to you guys on the radio in the mornings, of course, and Mitch enjoyed it. So I think this is a good iteration of your insanity. No, that's not the right word.
That's good
I
enough.
I don't know.
We'll take it.
Tomfoolery.
What? So.
But I occasionally have like a fact check moment. So Mitch knows if I'm listening to the podcast and we're not together, he knows I'm listening to the podcast because I'm texting in being like, hey, you didn't say anything about me being a great mom during COVID-19 closure.
Yeah, I remember that whole deal.
I kind of have an unofficial policy not to lie on the podcast.
Oh, me too. I said you can be funny, and that you not always are. But so I do like text in my fact checking items, which I think maybe I should have come up with a big list.
I was half expecting that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not itemized and color coded in a binder like Ty told me I should have done.
Should have been.
Shout out to Ty.
Should have been.
This may should've be been. Your only opportunity to be on the podcast.
So, Leslie.
I didn't want to say this, but you know, you could have been as prepared as Mark was when he came on.
Oh, well, that's how I got on the podcast. I said, well, I mean, people who are quitting their job and moving to Nebraska get to be on the podcast. How about me? I guess I don't meet those qualifications. I'm not quitting my job.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Northwest Iowa Community College.
You're going to get
and
a
I'm
call.
Not moving to Nebraska.
Not now or ever.
No.
But I thought, well, those don't seem to be the only qualifications for being on the podcast.
We had Joe on.
We had Joe. He was an industry expert. We had Ty because...
I'm an expert on Mitch.
No?
I was writing that book. Remember?
Well, you are our resident Leslie Knope.
This is true.
And you even arrived wearing a blazer.
I was wearing a blazer.
Like, you wanted to impress us?
I don't know. Probably definitely not.
No.
Did you dress this morning according to the fact that you were going to be on the podcast?
Okay. No, I had other things to do. I do have a job.
Yeah. You have a job.
Oh, a job.
I have a job.
Well, but what I do like is that you guys are actually like the Parks and Recs couple.
Well, sort of.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you've got Leslie Knope. I just never knew that the way that series ended up was that Leslie married Jerry Gergich.
Oh! I was going to say that Leslie, in this Sheldon version of Parks and Rec, Leslie doesn't marry Ben. She marries Ron Swanson.
No,
isn't he married to Christie Brinkley? Isn't that who like plays his
wife? Yeah, that could be.
Thank you. His dinner.
He was a really nice guy that everybody treated like crap. So maybe I am a little bit like Jerry. Maybe I am.
Jerry.
Larry.
How many things can we name?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's a good way to describe Mitch and my relationship. Is definitely, if anybody doesn't know Mitch that listens to the podcast, go watch Parks and Rec and do a study on Ron Swanson and all his isms, and know that Mitch has a Ron Swanson Pyramid of Greatness poster hanging in our garage.
We have referenced that.
Because he believes those to be truths. Those are truths in life.
The only, I think, glaring difference is on the anger scale. Trying to decipher, at least with Ron, you know when he's angry.
Oh, you know when I'm angry. You just haven't seen it.
We haven't seen it.
He doesn't believe that to be true. Well, I do have lots of binders, just like Leslie Knope. I should probably put together a binder deciphering the Mitch scale of anger.
Yes. And we could probably make that into a poster, too, and just have different, like images of Mitch, like, ha-ha, 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 ha-ha.
Yeah. I think that would be good. I think that would describe it. And you know, my ratio is Mitch thinks he's a 3. 10 is, like, DEFCON, like, he's outrageously mad. Mitch thinks he's a 3, but everyone around him perceives it as a 7.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for, you know, what the mathematical equation is, add 4.
Add 4.
Okay. Add 4.
Yep.
Well, that text I got today, I thought was a 4, so that would have been an 8.
So you perceived what? It as an 8.
No, I perceived it as an 8.
Yeah.
No, I probably Mitch, perceived it really as a 5. As a 4.
What text?
Okay.
About the emoticon?
Yes.
Or emoji?
Yeah. Emoji, yes.
Emoticon? Wow,
they used to call them emoticons.
Is this MSN?
Oh, my goodness. That's how Mitch and I started dating. Myself. MSN Messenger.
Pretty badly there. Wow.
Do you want to come over to my dorm room? MSN.
No, that wasn't an angry text. That was just giving you
a
hard
called
time.
Him a douche.
Oh, shame on you.
Right.
No, I told him not to be one.
It was a preventative measure.
Then say that.
Yes. Then just say that.
You really thought I was mad?
There's a smile. There's the smile.
There was a smile.
Really?
I
don't always smile when I'm mad.
No, he doesn't always smile when he's mad.
We had a little group chat last night.
Yes.
And you talked about how Wyatt has Wyatt ever shown those same characteristics of being the, like, ha, 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 I'm going to
I actually kill have you. I have a pretty good story about Wyatt in daycare. And he, you know, when they're in like the 3s room and the 2s room and whatever, they get to have like different jobs. And some jobs are more coveted than others, specifically being the line leader. You want to be the line leader.
Sure.
And there was a note home at the end of daycare one day, and it was an incident report for Wyatt saying that he had been told he was not the line leader that day and was very frustrated about it. And to the teacher said, damn it, and then went off and sulked for a while, and then came back and was fine, got over it, and moved on with the rest of his day. But of course, that was an incident that needed to be reported. And so what I decided to do, instead of address it myself, I just handed the note to Mitch, because I felt like that was a very
The note had an explanation. It said,
we asked Wyatt why he would say that, and he said, well, that's what Dad says when he's mad.
So I handed
and they felt the need to write that on a note they knew my wife would read. So I got in a little trouble over that
so
one.
So I probably handed it over. Yeah,
wife's
for him
on
to
the
handle.
Board of Children's World,
yeah,
by the way.
They so thought just, I was better
yeah.
than that.
That's true.
They were
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm sure it's not being passed down to our children. I'm sure that's not really.
It's not genetic, it sounds like. It's they're learning from your behavior.
Which may be genetic.
Like, you've never said that.
Not in front of his children.
Yeah, I bet he has.
Really?
I 100% guarantee
he
has.
He won't admit it right now.
I would bet all the money in my wallet right now that he has never said that in front of
his
children.
That is a pretty mild
That's
curse.
Wonderful. You have the most strong willpower.
I am betting
anyone.
All of this.
He has no money in his wallet. Okay. He has no money.
The one time where I burst out and said something because... So I disconnected from a fifth wheel trailer for the first time, and before pulling away from it, I put my tailgate back up and pulled forward and ripped the tailgate right off the back of my truck. Ooh. I said a few things.
Yeah.
And then had to ask my son. I said, I'm not going to put you in trouble, but I can't remember what I said. I need to know if I need to talk to you about, you know, cursing. Is now the time we go over cursing? Because I'm not sure what I said, but that was a prime opportunity for some curses to slip.
You black out when you.
Somebody's got to teach the kid how to swear.
Happens like that. It just was.
Beep, beep. Wow, I feel really bad about myself right now.
It's a contract
construction thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
I
learned more than how to put shingles on.
Well, Greta, congratulations. You being on the podcast has brought out the absolute worst in us.
This is...
All right. Well, and with that, hey, Wayne, the close. We've got a script
today's
here.
Today's episode of the DBA Pod is brought to you by Coleman Heating and Air. Feeling the heat this summer, upgrade to the reliable, efficient comfort of a Coleman air conditioner now to beat the heat and high energy bills. Find your local Coleman dealer at ColemanAC.com today.
Join us again next time for another episode of Dutch by Association, a Northwest Iowa podcast.
Why are you yelling?
I don't know. I'm just...
I just want this to be done.
I can't regulate the...
I can't regulate the sound of my voice!
Special thanks to our title sponsor, Super High Tech. Have you socially distanced yourself from your phone permanently? The Super High Tech in Sheldon, Orange City, and Sioux Center has the right replacement at the right price. On the web at super-ht.com.
And you can learn more about the pod and just who the heck they think they are by hitting them up on the socials. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at DBA Pod, and coming soon to their website, dbapod.com.
Mitch, anything else?
Nope, let's call it a night.
I love my wife. Oh, that was so nice of you.
Yep,
it sounded just
12.
Like his voice.
Happy 12th. Until next time, here's to another dozen. We'll see ya.
Up in horsey heaven, here's a thing. You trade your legs for angels' wings. And once we've all said goodbye, you take a running leap and you learn to fly. There in heaven's hay, but here's the part that hurts the most. Humans cannot ride a ghost. Bye bye, little Sebastian. Miss you in the saddest fashion. Maybe someday we'll saddle up again. And I know I'll always miss my horsiest friend. Spread your wings and fly, spread your wings and fly.